The US President Donald Trump has issued an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8s in the wake of the fatal crash in Ethiopia. It marks a significant turnaround for the United States, which has stood by the manufacturer in face of bans around the world, including in Australia. The Federal Aviation Administration says the decision comes after new evidence was collected at the crash site, as Thomas Aretti reports.
It marks a significant turnaround for the United States and one that could have huge implications for a giant in the aviation industry. But speaking this morning, President Trump wanted to make one thing clear.
Boeing is an incredible company. They are working very, very hard right now. And hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer. But until they do, the planes are grounded.
After the fatal crash involving a Boeing 737 MAX 8 in Ethiopia, the US initially chose not to follow other countries in their move to temporarily ground the planes. Now the Federal Aviation Administration in the United States has released this statement.
The agency made the decision as a result of the data gathering process and new evidence collected at the site and analysed today. This evidence, together with newly refined satellite data available to the FAA this morning, led to this decision.
The FAA says the grounding of the 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 will remain in effect pending a further investigation, and that'll include an examination of the plane's flight recorders. President Trump added that a couple of other complaints were also behind the decision. He's raised his concerns with the FAA and Boeing itself.
They are all in agreement with the action. Any plane currently in the air will go to its destination and thereafter be grounded until further notice. So planes that are in the air will be grounded. If they're the 737 MAX, will be grounded upon landing at the destination. Pilots have been notified. Airlines have been all notified. Airlines are agreeing with this.
The plane is one of Boeing's signature products, and this is just the latest blow. Earlier, Canada made the same move. The country's transport minister, Marc Garneau, says the new information he's received could reveal similarities between the crash in Ethiopia and one involving the same type of plane in Indonesia last year.
This is new information that we received and analyzed this morning. It comes from validated satellite tracking data, suggesting a possible, although unproven, similarity in the flight profile of the Lion Air aircraft. And I caution that this new information is not conclusive and that we must await further evidence, hopefully, from the voice and data recorders.
Boeing says it continues to have full confidence in the 737 MAX, and now it's determined to reassure the public of the aircraft's safety.
Thomas Aretti reporting.